on 6PR Breakfast. It's time for Peter Ford.
For Reading Cinemas Belmont. All movies just $10. Conditions apply.
The boys want the girls while the
Well,
girls
I'd like money, Pete. You've never been to Port Hedland.
I haven't.
No. I thought that would be the case. So we must
but
bring
I'd
you...
love to do it. I mean, I know everyone says that, but I truly would love to spend 2 or 3 weeks and pretty much doing what you're doing and actually seeing all these places. But it's a long way from Melbourne.
It is. It's a long way from Perth as well. Let's talk showbiz. Caitlyn Jenner turns against Donald Trump.
Yeah, now this is, I'll just try and go through this all with you in case you haven't caught up with it. Overnight, for most of us, Donald Trump suddenly got on Twitter and announced that all transgender people are banned from being involved in the military. Now, currently, the estimates are there are already 15,000 transgender people already serving in the military. So quite what happens to them remains to be seen. And certainly, according to this edict, nobody else is going to be signed up. Nobody else will be accepted into the military if they are transgender. Mm. Now, this has got people really, a lot of people in the artistic community, really very upset about it. All the obvious people like Ellen DeGeneres and also Cher. And Cher, of course, has that extra dimension of having a son, Chaz, who is transgender. So she's very connected. She hates Donald Trump anyway. But, of course, all eyes were on Caitlyn Jenner. What's Caitlyn going to do? Because Caitlyn Jenner is one of the very few really high-profile celebrities who've supported Donald Trump, which always seemed a bit odd to a lot of people. So anyway, initially, about 7, 8 hours ago, she did tweet something to say she was unhappy, and she called upon a tweet of Trump's from about 12 months ago in which he said he was going to protect the rights of the LGBT community. And she sort of left it at that. But just in the last hour, she's released a very lengthy statement, and she is completely throwing Donald Trump under the bus. Now, others are going to say, well, only because he's throwing her under the bus. But I'll just read you the very last paragraph here of this quite lengthy statement, because it kind of sums it up well. My father, William Jenner, landed on Omaha Beach in World War II, and his bravery and his service to this country has always inspired me and helped me make the person I am today. America's 15,000 trans service members and 134th country, not you. So she's totally ditched him.
Wow. So there's 15,000 serving trans...
Currently 15,000 serving, and there's 134,000 trans people who've served in the military from times gone by who are now veterans.
That's amazing. Justin Bieber, the Tom Cruise of the Hillsong Church.
Well, that's what it's looking like. I mean, I don't think, despite some of the reports, I don't think he's going to actually set up his own church. I think that probably sounds too much like hard work. But there is no doubt that he is very entranced by the Hillsong Church. And in effect, he will sort of become the face in the way that Tom Cruise is the face of the Church of Scientology. So I don't know still why he had to cancel his final 14 concerts. I think he could rededicate his life to God after he'd done the 14 concerts, fulfilled his commitment. But certainly he felt this is what he wanted to do, and there's no doubt he's very, very close friends with a bloke called Pastor Carl Lentz for the conference. So, yeah, he's into it. This is the new Justin Bieber, so it's going to be a very interesting new chapter.
Absolutely. All right, good on you, Pete. We'll do it again tomorrow from Broome.
Thanks, Oh, now you're really teasing me.
Peter Ford there, talking all things to do with the world of entertainment and the world in general.